Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back. You remember that show? Welcome back, Kata. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday show. It's great to have you here. How'd you like yesterday's show? Did you like the 10 minutes, the power? And there is so much power in 10 minutes. I can't even begin to describe. Well, you know what? I did begin to describe it. It was in yesterday's show, the power of 10 minutes. Check it out. There are six 10-minute increments in each hour. Times, let's say, half a day is 72. The whole day is 144. What do you know? The college dropout math. It works. You know what I did last night in 10 minutes? I'm all over this 10-minute stuff now. Now, you know me, right? Obsessive, compulsive, rocking it out. I get on something, man. I got the alligator jaws in. I just go, I want to know what I'm doing in 10 minutes. I literally set my watch, stopwatch, on my smartphone yesterday. By the way, got the Apple Watch going, got the smartphone watch. I got more watches going. I'm Wally Watchmaker now. All I got is watches. I got stopwatches going. I'm counting down to minutes of my life, man, because they're that valuable. Are you doing that? Nah, what are you doing? Just killing time. Killing time? It's all you got, cuz. What are you talking about? You're killing time. Are you out of your mind? You are. Go kill weeds, man. Don't go kill time. Speaking of killing weeds, perfect segue. I was going to say, take 1,000 guesses on what I was doing watching YouTube. You know I love YouTube. I'm self-taught on YouTube. Everything I've learned on the internet, I basically learned on YouTube, whether it's how to host a webinar, to ClickFunnels, to, heck, even some podcasting tips and tricks, speaking, anything. Go to YouTube. Shot my first YouTube video April 21st of 2007, 10 years ago. Go to YouTube / Every Day is Saturday. Check out the first video with the bad hair, lots of hair, the fat face, the game show host, blue sport coat I was sporting then. Just check it all out, man. It's so bad, it's delicious. Last night, I'm watching a YouTube video on how to kill weeds in between brick pavers because we've got this 1840 farmhouse, and we got this brick walkway that goes out to the deck where the pool is, got the brick walkway that goes out to the shed. I don't even have a garage. I got one full bath. And a brand new shed from the Home Depot because we don't have a garage. And I got a nice email. I get lots of nice emails. Thank you so much. If you want to send me an email, tell me that you love me. That's great. I always love to get those. Sam@everydaysaturday.com. If you send me a whiny email, though, and I've got a problem, I'm not going to respond. I hit delete faster than you can say Saturday on a negative email. It's not that I don't want criticism. Sure, give me feedback. I love, but if it's negative, I just delete it, man. Homie ain't got time for that stuff. I just don't. I got the gift of feedback for 15 years of my corporate life. I do this show for you, man. I do it for you, the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur. Are you inside my private Facebook group? Have you gone to Facebook? Have you even joined the group? Have you posted in there? Have you told everybody what your dream is? Why not? Are you out of your mind? People want to support you. Don't tell your broke, negative, know-it-all friends and family where you're going. Tell everybody inside the Everyday Saturday group. Go to Facebook, search for it, Sam Crowley's Everyday Saturday group. Join, and let's get you in there. Fire you up. I'm watching YouTube videos last night on how to remove weeds from the bricks, the crevices in the bricks, in the pavers, whatever you want to call them, man. There was some pretty whacked out, pretty ingenious. One guy was using a propane torch, literally a blowtorch, and he was burning the weeds inside the bricks. That's pretty awesome. I'm watching it like, I don't know, I'm a big... You ever watch National Geographic? You know, the wounded caribou is limping around on one leg, and then all the cheetahs or the lions, whatever they are, that kill a, a caribou. I don't even know who kills a caribou, but you know what I'm going, right? They hide in the weeds and they kind of lurk up and they all surround them. I kind of fast forward past the killing part. I'm not really into that. But I find it fascinating about the owl at night and how he hunts, he or she hunts. I find it fascinating the bats that, you know, go flying around. I'm that guy. So I'm watching the guy in Australia blowtorch his weeds thinking, wow, this is fascinating. He's literally burning his weeds out. And I guess they don't grow back. And then I'm reading the comments of people. Oh, yeah, the water gets all combusted in there and it goes away and they don't grow back, blah, blah, blah. And then there's another guy from down under. Must be everybody in Australia. Shout out to the Aussies who know how to keep the weeds out of the pavers. There's another guy from Australia who used a weed eater, weed whacker, whatever you want to call it, with no shoes on. So I guess in Australia, he'd probably also had about 6 pints before he did this as well. And so he's firing that weed whacker up, man, in between the paver. I'm thinking, is that simple? My wife's watching Flip This or Flip That or, you know, Garage Sale Junkies or whatever the shows that she watches at night. Susan's sleeping. Oh, my God, it's amazing. Everybody's sleeping. Everybody's sleeping in the Crowley house. You go back a month ago, life sucked. It sucked. It was awesome, but it sucked because nobody was sleeping. Listen to those and then listen to this show. You can hear the difference in my voice. It's just that's the valley that we go through, man. That's the valley that you're going to go through. You don't pitch a tent and hang out in the valley. It's going to get better. I promise you, if you're having a crappy day today, tomorrow the sun is going to come out. And it's going to get better. It just will. It always does. Unless you're a miserable, mopey person who doesn't think it's ever going to get better, then the problem isn't in what's happening around you or what's happening to you. The problem is how you're reacting what's happening around you, not what's happening to you. Nothing happens to you. I tell my daughter this all the time. Dad, you wouldn't believe what Leslie said about me on in study hall and then on Instagram. I'm like, yeah, time for you to get off the internet, okay? Daddy-o's going to shut the Wi-Fi down because there's this thing called real life, okay, where most of this stuff happens and nobody does this done. There's no keyboard cowboys in real life, okay? Trust me, I know. But YouTube, the Aussie, he's all fired up, half in the bag. Like I said, probably had a couple of pops, Foster's Lager, before he started weed whacking these things. And my wife's like, what are you watching? I'm like, I'm watching how the guy gets the weeds out of the pavers, man. It's just beautiful. And he's getting tens and thousands of views. And you know what? He's having a great time. And then I see these other marketers who are out there, and it looks like they're in their own hostage video. Like, they don't even want to be there. Okay, guys, welcome, everybody, to the webinar. And oh, by the way, it's recorded, and they want to pretend like it's not. It's okay to have a recorded webinar. I have them. But don't act like it's live, you know. Okay, everybody, I want to welcome you to the webinar. Oh, the room's filling up. This is nice. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about Facebook ads, and I want to tell you about my family, and I want to tell you I was born in a trailer park, and we didn't have any money, and then we all lived in a Volkswagen by the river, and then we got out of the river, and then I went to 17 different schools in 4 years, and now I'm here to tell you that I'm a millionaire living not only on the ocean, I'm actually living in the ocean. I have an island. I own it, and here it is. Here's a photo of that, and that's mainly every webinar, but they don't even look like they're having a good time. It all seems like forced. You know what I mean? And then I see the Aussie who's drunk, weed whacking. How about that? I took him from being a happy person to probably having a couple of pints to now he's just drunk. He probably didn't have any, but he was barefoot, weed whacking his brick pavers, getting the weeds out. This guy, I didn't want to stop watching. It was like the National Geographic show. And it was, I could not stop. As dumb as the video was, it went on for 6 minutes. I wanted to hit the stop button. I wanted to hit, but I couldn't do it. Just because he was having such a great time. When was the last time you had that much fun in your marketing? Hell, when was the last time you had that much fun, period, doing anything, going for a walk and just enjoying it? Yeah, everybody in their business like, oh, I got to create a webinar. Oh, I got to do a podcast. You shouldn't have to put the word I gotta in front of anything unless it's I got to pay my taxes. That I might be able to resonate with. But seriously, when was the last time you had that much fun in your business? You see these people all over the internet, and even when you go into the car, don't get me started about the guy at Subway when I went in there to get us a, holy cow, I don't think I told you about this, my live event in Cincinnati last month, I went to Subway nearby just to get away, just to grab a bite to eat real quick, had to come back, I had a 90-minute break, And this cat, this kid was probably 21 years old, unshaven, unshowered, I think, had a Subway outfit on, the cap with the apron. And I walk in, he's literally like throwing the, he gets the bread out and he like throws the tray back in and then he slams the oven. And then he looks straight ahead and he got to, I'm like, oh, I don't think I've ever seen anybody in this battle. I don't think I've ever been in a situation anywhere, let alone at a restaurant, where I've seen somebody in this bad of a mood. I'm like, dude. So I get up there and he just, I go, hey, I'll have it. I get 2 12-inch, by the way, especially when I haven't eaten. So I got a 12-inch ham and a 12-inch veggie. And yes, I ate them in one sitting. And so veggie gets everything. Ham just gets lettuce, tomato, vinegar. We're out the door. On wheat. And before I even place the order, he looks down and he just stands there. And I stand there. No one's saying anything. I'm like, I'm not going to say anything until you ask me what I want. So he barely... What do you need? I go, well, I need a 12-inch wheat, no cheese, ham, and a 12-inch veggie, no cheese, not toasted. So he slams the bread, slams the trays, and I'm thinking, wow, if I wasn't hungry, like I don't like ravaging, starving, because I hadn't eaten since the night before, and when you host your own event, you're on your feet the whole time, and you are burning calories at a record pace. You're always, you know, working. If I wasn't that hungry, I would have walked out the door. So I said, you know, I'm not going to give the guy a hard time, but I got to ask, you know. I go, hey, man, you in a bad mood? Are you having a bad day? I said, hey, man, you having a bad day? He goes, yeah. I go, geez, man, I'm just trying to order some food. That's the way I said it. I said, geez, man, I'm just trying. Now, what I would have said 3 years ago was a lot different than now. But anyway, I tried to be nice. I tried to witness to him a little bit, you know. And I thought, what would Jesus do in this situation? And although I'm not him and I fall way short all the time, every time, and everything I do, I thought, you know, maybe throw a little love on my man here because the sandwich artist just is not in a good mood right now. And he proceeded. He did not shake it, man. He's like, what do you want on this? I said, I want lettuce. I go, are you in a bad, are you having a bad day, man? He's like, yeah, I am. I go, all right, well, geez, I'm sorry. I'm just ordering a cup. And he didn't say anything. I said, you know what? Let it go, Sam. Just let it go. So we didn't say anything. He put the stuff on. I walked and sat and ate, and I watched and observed. I sat in the booth right there. I watched him do the same thing with this beautiful family of four that walked in, elderly couple walked in. Same thing, negative, just toxic. And how many times has that happened with you or to you in your business? Are you the one doing it? Does the energy level go up or down when you leave the room? Are you the person everybody wants to be around, or are you the person everybody wants to avoid? Because that has a lot to do with success. I mean, in my opinion, that damn near has everything to do with success, because I don't buy from people based on how much they know. When I buy, I'm a marketing junkie just like you. I'm buying courses online, not as much as I used to, and I'm pretty more diligent now. I just don't buy willy-nilly at the latest launch. But I'll look at somebody, and if both things are equal – you know marketing and you know marketing, I'm buying your personality. Because do I want to learn from somebody who's not excited, or do I want to learn from someone who I think I'm going to have fun with? Would I like to have a beer with you? You know, and that's how I gauge it. That's me. I buy personality. That's what most people do. They want to have fun when they learn. And when I was on YouTube last night, I was having fun for that, 10 minutes? It was a 6-minute video, and I watched another 4-minute video, and I had the stopwatch going, and my wife's like, are you timing yourself now? Because my whole family looks at me as if I'm just this science experiment. What's Dad doing? And why is he doing it? And nobody can really figure me out. Sometimes my kids laugh. Sometimes my kids, like I was about to share a story. We went to a friend's house for 4th of July in Indianapolis. Really great friends. We've known them for 20 years, the Hackinsons in Indy. And Diamond Dave, my buddy who I came up in sales with back in Cincinnati in 97, we met, and our wives have become best friends and godparents of each other's children. And so they're in Indianapolis. We went there for the 4th of July like we did last year, had a great time. And I don't know what story it was. I honestly don't know, but I started down some road about the power of positive, and my kids are like, oh, and they just left. And everybody laughed. The adults laughed. They're like, why are your kids dissing you like that? I go, because they've heard the story 100 times. And they're embarrassed of Dad, I guess, of, you know, the power of positive thinking. I go, let me tell you something, Dave. And they're like, oh, I got to go. Got to go. Heard this 1,000 times. But people will buy from you because of your excitement level. It's not – everyone's caught up in, I don't know as much as the other person. I don't know. It doesn't matter, man. It doesn't matter. When are you going to get that through your head? It doesn't matter. You're never going to know as much as the person who knows the most, and I don't even know if there's ever going to be somebody who knows the most. Just have excitement about what it is that you're going to teach, what it is you're going to do, the service you're going to provide. I don't care if you're working a dry cleaner, a waiter, a waitress, a bellhop, a lawnmower, or you're an online marketer. Just be excited. Can you be excited? Be like the drunken Aussie weed-eating his brick pavers at 7 at night with no shoes on, and you, my friend, will find success. Are you with me? Oh, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.